Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text Number 20. Swayam Atmatma Gotvatsan Prativaryatma Vatsapai Kridanatma Viharaischa Sarvatma Pravi Shad Vrajam Swayam Atma Krishna, who is personally the Supreme Soul, the Super Soul. Atmagovatsan. Now expanded into calves that were also himself. Prativarya Atma Vatsapai. Again, he himself was represented as the cowherd boys controlling and commanding the calves. But Kridan, thus himself constituting everything in these transcendental pastimes. Atmavihari Chai, enjoying himself by himself in different ways. Sarva Atma, the Super Soul. Krishna, Pravishat, entered. Vrajam, Vrajabhumi, the land of Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Now expanding himself so as to appear in all the calves and cowherd boys, all of them as they were, and at the same time appeared as a leader. Krishna entered Brajabhumi, the land of his father, Nanda Maharaj, just as he usually did while enjoying their company. Report. Let's repeat this. This is a little complicated. Now expanding himself. Let's try that again. That was the easy part of the verse. Now expanding himself. So as to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys. All of them as they were. And at the same time, appeared as their leader. Krishna entered Brajabhumi, the land of his father, Nanda Maharaj, just as he usually did while enjoying their company. Purport. Krishna usually stayed in the forest and pasturing grounds, taking care of the calves and cows with his associates, the cowherd boys. Now that the original group had been taken away by Brahma, was the original group actually taken away by Brahma? No. This purport is a play of Yogamaya also. Krishna himself assumed the forms of every member of the group without anyone's knowledge, even the knowledge of Baladev, and continued the usual program. So what did Brahma take away? No. No. What's that? Maya, cowherd boys. Yeah, Maya, cowherd. Yeah, well, there's a little different. Just like there was Maya, Sita, Veda, Shira. They're also persons, but he was ordering his friends to do this and that, and he was controlling the calves and going into the forest to search for them when they went astray, allured by new grass. But these calves and boys were he himself. Well, if you expand yourself, it's very easy to keep all the different expansions yourself will listen to yourself. It's very easy to control yourself when you expand yourself. And just imagine if you can expand yourself as a calf, you can actually enjoy eating grass. Pretty inconceivable. This was Krishna's inconceivable potency. As explained by Srila Jiva Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmat. Radha and Krishna are the same. Krishna, by expanding his pleasure potency, becomes Radha. The same pleasure potency, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, was expanded by Krishna when he himself became all the calves and boys and enjoyed transcendental bliss in Brajabhumi. This was done by the Yogamaya potency and was inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya, like ourselves. It's pretty inconceivable. Now expanding himself so as to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys, all of them as they were, and at the same time appeared as the leader, Krishna entered Brajabhumi, the land of his father, Nanda Maharaj, just as he usually did while enjoying their company. Now we're reading about the internal energy of Krishna, how it works. But unless one is actually able to experience what's being described here, even to our limited capacity of experience, it's all quite theoretical. Therefore, the tendency, because it's theoretical, is not to take it very seriously. So not taking it seriously is actually a kind of an offense. Therefore, at least we should try to understand our fallen condition and how, generally speaking, we're going through life, our existence, at least in this lifetime, if not since time immemorial, just licking the jar of honey and never really tasting anything within. So how Krishna can expand himself and all the cowherd boys and the calves and enjoy transcendental pleasure? Well, it just so happens, Krishna, everything we see is an expansion of Krishna, and everything that's going on in Krishna is enjoying transcendental pleasure. And those who are Krishna conscious, they also enjoy transcendental pleasure in relationship to Krishna, in relationship to everything, because everything is non-different, simultaneously one and different from Krishna, and therefore everything has the potential. One has the potential, if one is Krishna conscious, to enjoy everything and everyone in the actual sense of the term enjoyment. So why does Krishna display these pastimes? Because avajananti mamuda manushim tanum ashitya param bhavam ajananta mamabhuta maheshwaram. We generally consider everything from our point of view. That's normal, because shraddha or faith depends upon where we're putting our heart, where we're putting our consciousness. And therefore, because our consciousness is limited, what to speak of limited, it's covered. Even more than limited, it's covered. And therefore, we can only experience to a very limited degree anything. Not only this transcendental knowledge, or this transcendental experience, but even the material experience, depending upon what mode of nature we're in, our experience is quite limited. Just like when Srila Prabhupada was eating prasadam, it's a little different from when we eat prasadam. When we eat prasadam, if we at all pay attention to what we're doing, unless there was a nail in the prasadam, then we pay attention. We suddenly realize, well, what is this? So sometimes we're not very conscious. But actually, we're not conscious of anything. because our minds are wandering all over the material universe, if not the material universe, at least all over our immediate environment. Or if we're at all conscious of our environment, generally we're wandering within ourselves over the past, present, and future with no clear understanding of either any of those phases of existence. So Krishna comes and shows us amazing pastimes so that we can have, well, we may not be able to understand it, but therefore Srimad Bhagavatam or the Krishna book, whatever you want to say, is divided into three different categories. The first category is when they hear these pastimes for the materialists, that is the material, materialist means the neophyte devotee. When the neophyte devotee hears about Krishna's pastimes, they can enjoy them from the point of view is that they appear like ordinary activities, extraordinary activities, but interesting activities. Super, like we people like to read comic books, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. They like to hear about something extraordinary. Perhaps because they'd like to imagine that they were Spider-Man or Superman. They like to imagine that they're powerful, although they can hardly lift up the remote to watch the movie. Still, they're thinking that they're swinging from buildings or flying in the sky, because the imagination is generally more enjoyable than the actual reality. So those who hear about Krishna, they can also enjoy, because what Krishna's activities are much more exciting than any superhero. Superman has Lois Lane, but it's not a very deep relationship. But Krishna's loving relationships with his devotees is very deep, at the same time extraordinary, how Krishna can, by his own internal energy, expand that internal pleasure potency into identical cowherd boys and calves, and for 1 year play with them and enjoy transcendental happiness in that relationship. It's not that each cowherd boy thought, I'm Krishna, but he was actually a cowherd boy. He's identical with the same cowherd boys that Krishna had taken away. So the question is, why didn't he just keep the coward boys? Why did he have to expand himself? Because then Brahma would have been disappointed. Of course, Brahma was disappointed because he didn't get the coward boys and the calves. Anyhow, these are things that require some meditation on to understand. But actually, we don't really have to even get so deeply into the esoteric parts of it. What we do is have to just meditate on the pastime, try to understand it to a certain extent, how Krishna was playing with his cowherd boy friends and the calves, and they were all his internal energy, and they're all exchanging loving exchanges with Krishna. Therefore it says Krishna is playing with the gopis, it's just like a child playing with a reflection in the mirror. It's himself he's playing with, but he's actually enjoying it. Did you ever see yourself in a mirror and pretend that you had a relationship with the reflection in the mirror? No? Yes? Well, you know, if you're practicing something like dancing or in the martial arts or something, then naturally, you have a relationship with what's in the mirror. You're actually enjoying it. You swing, you know, and your mirror image is just as quick as you are. So you can really practice going quickly. And that's enjoyable. Sometimes there's pastimes with the animals seeing themselves in the mirror. Like one time, one rabbit got caught by a lion. And the rabbit said, if you just give me some chance, you know, I'll come back, you know, and you can eat me, but I have to say, you know, goodbye to my family. So anyhow, the lion said, okay, we'll give you that chance. So he came back late. So the lion was very disturbed. Why did you come back so late? I wanted to eat you before. So the rabbit said, well, you know, I was trying to get back here as soon as possible, but there was this other lion. He kept on chasing me. He said, who's this lion who's trying to eat you? You know, he's nothing. I'm going to eat you. But I faithfully, I got back here by God's mercy. So the lion became very disturbed. He said, where is this lion? I'm going to go and show him. So the rabbit said, I'll show you where the lion is. So he took him to a well. And the lion saw the reflection of himself in the water. And he went, rawr! And the echo from the well went, rawr! And the lion, rawr! So the lion became so angry, he jumped into the well and drowned. So that's, the material world is a reflection of reality that we're trying to enjoy. Just like we have the opportunity in Krishna consciousness to enjoy the reality in Krishna consciousness, but most people are just enjoying the reflection. It's just mostly 99.99% is an imagination that they're Radha especially, or they're Krishna in 8,400,000 species of life. But it's just a reflection. It's not real. It's just a reflection of the reality. But they're enjoying it. They're trying to enjoy it. And they're attached to it. Whatever the enjoyment they can squeeze out of it, they're attached to it. Because they have no idea what the real thing is. So here Krishna is showing us the real thing. And whether we take it seriously or not, that will depend upon our level of advancement. How Krishna has expanded himself as all these cowherd boys and the calves, and then we'll find out that they're all him. And if he wants, he can manifest himself as, each cowherd boy and calf will manifest itself as a Vishnu form. And even for Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, it was bewildering. For us, it's not bewildering because we're unconscious. But for Brahma, who could actually perceive the internal energy of Krishna, a little bit how it was working was beyond his imagination. How all the Shivas came and all the Brahmas came. It was just completely bewildering to Brahma. And then Krishna had to cover his intelligence, cover the whole scene with yoga maya, or else Brahma would have had a heart attack. He would have had to see a psychiatrist. But there was no psychiatrist around, so Krishna covered the whole situation with yoga maya, so Brahma forgot. He wasn't so bewildered anymore. Anyhow, we should just at least read this, appreciating it's wonderful. Whatever it is, whoever Krishna is, it's wonderful how Krishna can do that. It's not just one or two cowherd boys. Krishna has practically unlimited cowherd boys, unlimited calves. Arbuta, Laksa, million, 100 million. And Krishna is able to do that. And all of them turned into Vishnu forms. And there's no problem. It's not that Krishna, oh, that was a really tough day. So many cowherd boys. No, for Krishna, it's just unlimited potency. And for the second class devotee, who's actually on the liberated platform, the pastimes of Krishna, hearing about them becomes enlightening and encouraging. Because one is tasting the internal energy of Krishna, namely Ladini Samvit and Chitshakti, Samvit and Ladini, knowledge and the pleasure potency, enlivening and enlightening. So that's real devotional service. It starts at the stage of Nishtha. Of course, it doesn't start exactly at the stage of Nishtha. Any stage that we experience feeling, we can feel Krishna's presence and have some feeling. We experience that at the stage of of liberation that can be done, that can be experienced anytime by focusing the attention, then giving one's love to Krishna. So practice the devotional service is practice so that we can actually come to become purified by experiencing transcendental experience of Krishna consciousness, and therefore becoming purified and coming to the liberated platform. And at the liberated platform, then there's no more impediments that we deviate from Krishna consciousness. And therefore, it's like putting the iron in the fire. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then finally it becomes like fire. But if you take it out of the fire, then it cools down. So sometimes, at any stage of devotional service, we're in the fire, and we think we're liberated, and we are liberated at that point. And then we get distracted by some material thing. And then we're out of the fire, and then we're back in Maya. Until we realize, wait a second, I'm in Maya. Maybe I should get back into the fire. But at the stage of Nishtha, then there's no more going back into the fire. Or going back from the fire into Maya. Even if there's thoughts and desires, one doesn't take them seriously. Material desires and thoughts. So the second class devotee, or the Madhyama Adhikari, the liberated soul who's actually acting in the liberated platform, then these pastimes are all enlivening and enlightening. And for the first class devotee, they're transcendentally enjoyable. They're all blissful. They're simply pleasurable. They invoke one's love for Krishna and expand it. So whatever platform we're on, it's beneficial to hear these pastimes and try to, for those who are not overwhelmed with love when they hear them, at least try to understand that that's what they're all about. Krishna is not coming here as coward boys and herding the cows for exercise. As Prabhupada once said, that why did he come and fight against Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha? He said, because why did he have the doorkeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, cursed, come to the material world in three births as demons? So Prabhupada said he comes here to kill these demons just to keep his body fit. Everyone likes to do exercise, keep their body fit. So sometimes Krishna comes here, he does a little exercise, because in Vaikuntha, he's just sitting around, and everyone's serving him. But here he is, no, Prabhupada is, of course, actually being sarcastic. Krishna doesn't have to keep his body fit. It's eternally fit, and always getting fitter. In any case, these are the pastimes Krishna is showing out to us. Because our level of comprehension is small, but as we become purified, then our level of comprehension will increase, and we'll be able to enjoy these more and more, these transcendental pastimes of Krishna. And eventually everything will be seen as a pastime of Krishna, including Krishna's pastimes in the external energy, trying to save the conditioned souls and bring them back to the spiritual world. So we're in this pastime now. And we can understand this pastime by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Sankirtan movement, especially the chanting of the holy names. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? One interesting thing is that Krishna has expanded himself into all of us. All these bodies we think is ours or theirs is actually all Krishna's bodies, manifested by his external energy. And the actual proprietor of the body is Krishna. He's actually the controller. Yes?
Maharaj, I'm just wondering why Krishna expanded and all these calves and Kapra boys were Vishnu form? Why weren't like Krishna form? Why Vishnu form?
Well, Brahma is a worshipper of Vishnu, actually. The predominating deity in the material world is Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Karanadakshay Vishnu, and Chiradakshay Vishnu. So Brahma was born, his father is Vishnu. Therefore, before Krishna did this, Brahma said, "Aren't you my father, Vishnu? Because I was born from the lotus." Although Krishna was appearing as a little cowra boy.
So Brahma could see that this is superior will, like Vishnu form.
Well, it would have been a little strange if Krishna would have expanded himself as a lot of little cowra boys. It wouldn't be so impressive. And Brahma is full. Vishnu is full of opulence. And Brahma is not a spontaneous devotee. He's a regulative sadhana bhakta. So therefore, he expanded himself in Vishnu. He's not on the platform of spontaneous love for Krishna. Yes.
You were saying about that when one has firm faith, Nisha, in the holy names of the Lord, then any desire that comes, you know, when one does not take it so seriously. So it's like when one is on that platform, so one does not fall back to the illusory energy, and then one just goes forward from that stage.
That's right. Everything one does is simply as a service to Krishna, to please him, under the direction of his representatives. Doesn't do anything else except for that. Doesn't think of anything else, doesn't say anything else. It's nishtha. And stays in the fire of Krishna consciousness. It's like being on book distribution 24 hours a day, distributing millions of books, getting more and more enthusiastic at every book distributed. So much so that you don't have to tell anyone, you just offer them the book, and by your effulgence, they just take the book. That's nishtha. What's that? Anything else? Pala Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.